This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Heavy fighting rocked Sudan's capital Sunday for a third week as tens of thousands have fled the bloody turmoil and a former prime minister warned of the nightmare risk of a descent into full-scale civil war. This as the Rapid Support Forces said a formal ceasefire agreement, which was due to formally expire at midnight, would be extended for 72 hours. United States citizens boarded an American Navy ship for their evacuation from Port Sudan Sunday after being stranded in the country since fighting broke out earlier this month. Despite the fighting, emergency aid supplies are reaching Sudan. Here's VOA's Joe Ramsey.
An aircraft carrying 8 tons of emergency medical supplies landed in Sudan to help hospitals devastated by more than 2 weeks of fighting between forces loyal to rival generals. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Sunday the supplies are enough to help treat more than 1,000 war wounded. A National Doctors Association has said more than two-thirds of hospitals in areas with active fighting are out of service because of a shortage of medical supplies, health workers, water, and electricity. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Pope Francis departed Hungary Sunday after his three-day visit. Tens of thousands of people filled a Budapest square to see him. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Speaking to crowds, Francis has urged Hungarians to open their doors to others, with a plea for Europe to welcome migrants and the poor. The Pope has also called for an end to Russia's invasion of its neighbor, as the Vatican grows concerned for the plight of Ukraine.
È triste e fa male vedere porte chiuse.
How sad and painful it is to see closed doors, Francis said from the banks of the Danube. Francis prayed for peace in Ukraine and a future of hope, not war, a future full of cradles, not tombs.
Il desiderio di costruire la pace.
I'm Lawrence Brooks.
This is VOA News. Ukraine remains in control of an important area of Bakhmut, a military spokesperson said on Saturday, as the head of Russia's mercenary Wagner group threatened to withdraw some of his troops from the eastern city of Moscow if Moscow did not send any more ammunition. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
Ukrainian forces are still in control of a key supply route into the embattled city of Bakhmut, according to a military spokesperson, while a Russian mercenary commander publicly criticized Moscow and demanded more ammunition to finish the fight. Russian forces have been trying for 10 months to punch their way into the shattered remains of what was once a city of 70,000. Fighting has been block by block and house by house, with both sides describing it as a, quote, meat grinder. Kiev has pledged to defend Bakhmut, which Russia sees as a stepping stone to attack other cities.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, met with the Speaker of the Israeli Knesset, Amir Ohana, in Jerusalem Sunday. Ohana thanked McCarthy for his continued support for Israel, while McCarthy talked of the two nations' shared values.
Neither nation is perfect, but we both strive for a more perfect union. And as we go through this together, the one bond and, I think, commitment you have from us is that we will work to make sure Israel is always closer to America, but more importantly, that we keep it a bipartisan.
McCarthy will address the Israeli Knesset on Monday, making him only the second U.S. speaker to do so. Cambodia is drawing up an action plan to clean up more than 1,100 incomplete buildings in the southern port city of Siankville, left abandoned by Chinese investors more than 3 years ago as the COVID-19 pandemic erupted. Here is Luke Hunt.
5 years ago, Chinese investors began turning this sleepy coastal city into a gambling mecca rivaling Macau and Las Vegas. But that ended with a ban on online gambling and the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 200,000 Chinese workers returned home, abandoning casinos and partially built skyscrapers. In response, authorities are developing a plan. This includes tripling the local population to 1 million people by offering visa-friendly regimes for foreigners and tax breaks for Cambodia's expanding middle classes. A 2026 deadline to tear down or complete buildings under construction has also been mooted. Luke Hunt for VOA News, Sihanoukville, Cambodia.
I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.